It's Divas That Care Radio. Stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Magical day to all. Welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this absolutely invigorating, robust lifestyle show. I would like to thank each one of our listeners for tuning into these podcasts on the numerous different platforms that they are offered on. I am just so very grateful and thankful for each and every one of you listeners. And you are all in for one magical show today, because I have with me an incredible returning diva, Chantel White, and her and I are going to chat about power of truth. Oh, wow. Is this going to be amazing? So, Chantel, could you please introduce yourself to our listeners today?
I could do that, Joyce. Hi, everyone. I am Chantel White, as you introduced. What should I tell people about me, Joyce? Huh? So many things. I think we could go on for days about differences in our lives, right? And how we show up. So I guess I'll share with you that I am a mother of three fabulous children, and I have three grandchildren and a new one on the way this month. Yay! So amazing. I have been a lover of horses. I think I was born that way. I was one of those people. Maybe you can relate to that, Joyce.
Totally.
Yeah. Lover of horses and animals my whole life, which, caused me to go into a lot of the training that I have took. So partnering with horses, I believe, to help people find their truth. So it's going to be fun to talk about truth today. I've been on a interesting journey of aligning myself with truth and helping others do that as well.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And yes, I can totally relate, because I always say horses are not, or animals are not just in my life. They are my life. And they are. They have been for all of my memories go back to animals growing up.
Absolutely.
I don't remember much else. I just remember my animals. So yeah. I love that. And when you said that about talking about the power of truth and horses helping us find the truth, I just got the chills, because it is so true how the horses help us find our truth within ourselves. And I love
that. They really do. They really do. I think, it's the unfortunate part of our human experience that we are taught to stuff down our truth. Mm-hmm. And not share it with others, and it can even be the truth of our feelings. Well, we're taught, I'm okay, I'm good.
Yep.
That's what you say all the time. And I mean, there's places and times for that, yes. But if you never share your truth, then it causes such a toxicity in us, right? Mm-hmm. What I've found with the horses and how I've taken that into my life is that when we're not congruent with our truth, and that means when we're saying something and feeling something else, there's a discord and dissonance, and it really creates this energy in our life that keeps us stuck. Like, how many people in the world feel stuck?
Yes. And there are so many. I hear that so much. I just feel like I'm stuck at where I'm at, and I'm not progressing. I'm not doing anything. Yeah. And it's like, have you really went inside and found out what that truth is? It's kind of comes to my mind too. It's letting your truth and your light shine. Yeah. And you will be amazed. And I know my mayor once told me, she said in a reading, she said, let that light and yourself shine before you're too damaged to let it shine.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And I'm like, oh my goodness, how true that is. Because like you said, we always say, I'm fine, I'm okay. We never really let anyone know or ourselves know. And the horses, you can't lie to the horses.
No. I know a lot of people call them lie detectors. And, you know, even when I was taking the program, they were, you know, equine gestalt coaching was the program that I took. And, you know, people always call them lie detectors. I feel that they are deeper than that. They are truth seekers. Mm-hmm. They 100% seek the truth, right? Yes. Because that's where the safety lies, isn't it? Like for them, mm-hmm. as a prey animal, even looking, it's not safe to not be in truth or in your intuition or in your instincts. There's no safety in that. And so they have such a gift at bringing people back to what is true for them, whether it's I'm angry or, you know, I'm upset. Like I have so many people come out and they're not even up to the horse yet and petting it. And they're just bawling their eyes out. I don't know why. Cause we're so used to stuffing down our feelings, stuffing down how we, you know, what we want, what we need, you know, and not sharing our truth that we don't even know what it is anymore.
Yeah. Oh, how true it is. And when you said they come to them and they're not even near them, that's something else my mare said. She said, let the tears flow.
Yeah.
I think as a woman myself, it's a way to release some of that tension that we keep built up inside. Yeah. And that's probably why she told me, just let the tears flow. It's okay. And I do around them. Sometimes I just start crying and I don't even know why. And they're like, it's okay. We're here for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think it is such a valuable experience to be around an animal. And what I've learned after, you know, like I've been doing this for 11 years, partnering with them to help people find their truth. I've also learned that our bodies do the same. If we're a lot, you know, we really get in tune with what our body is saying as well, you know? So for people out there who don't have a horse or don't have a pet, you know, they can actually start looking at what their body is sharing with them as well. You know, like, I just think there is such a freedom when it comes to our truth. You know, I even found that the other day I was doing what I think most people do. I'm not going to say everybody, but I would say 99% of people do. I'm fine. I'm doing okay. You know, mm-hmm. trucking along with mm-hmm. life. And I really believed it. I really absolutely believed myself. And then I was laying there in bed and my dog came up to me and she laid beside me and I just started sobbing. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There was some tears that were ready to come out, you know? And I think that's another message that I've learned from animals and the horses is that the truth is in the present moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right? Oh, I love that. Truth is in the present moment. Yeah. That is just like one of my other horses says, power is in the present moment, live in it.
Yeah.
So your power and your truth are in this present moment, live in it.
Yeah.
That is just beautiful and how true that is. And when you said you had convinced yourself you were fine. I a lot of times think that's coming from our head. It's coming from our ego and our head. We're not living from our heart. Yeah. On how we are really feeling. We're just going with what the ego and head is saying. You're okay. Keep on going.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And then if Absolutely. You listen to your body will finally say, that's enough. I'm done. You've had it.
Yeah. And this is when, you know, people have their meltdowns, their breakdowns, their breakthroughs, you know, because they haven't been listening, uh-huh. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so imagine like, and that's, you know, what I'm learning, still learning to do, you know, I've gotten better at it is how much easier our life can be if we just start partnering with truth.
Yes.
You know?
And I really feel truth comes from the heart.
It does. Yeah.
When you go into your heart space, you will find that truth and you will feel a calmness come over you. Yeah. You may shed the tears because you need to release what the head and the ego has been telling you. Mm-hmm. And then you can go into that heart space. And it's amazing how much better you will feel.
Absolutely. You know, and I think where people get caught up yet, I agree, Joyce, you know, I've learned so much over the years when working with clients is, you know, I ask them where they're stuck or where fear is, and it's here. They always point to their head, and the wisdom and the knowledge is in their heart. And we're so often taught to shove that down like it's something stupid to live from the heart. And yet that's how we're meant to live. We are designed to live from our heart, and that's where our truth is. You know, when we start tuning into our heart and what our heart's desire is, because we do get caught up in intellect and rationing. And, you know, you can ration yourself into anything, right, Joyce?
Yes.
But, you know, truth and our soul does not live in our rational thought.
Mm-mm. No. And when you said that with fear doesn't come from your heart.
No.
It comes from your head, totally. And I always say fear is false evidence appearing real.
Yeah,
and your head is over analyzing it. And pretty soon you're all upset and you're like, okay, just stop and breathe. What made me go into this fear space? Mm-hmm. It is just amazing when you just stop and kind of go, okay, this isn't where I want to be. This isn't where I feel good. This isn't what makes me happy.
Absolutely. You know, and I think people also get caught up in what was true for them yesterday is not necessarily true for them today. And to make that shift and change and say, well, hey, I wanted this life, you know, 10 years ago, but this is no longer the life I desire. But oh, well, like I'm just going to keep going down the road of this, because the rational thought says, well, no, this is what you've chose. Go this direction, you know? And if we can learn to check in with our hearts on a daily basis and go, like you said, with the flow, I have a horse named Flo, by the way.
Oh, I love it.
Go with the flow. Our lives become so much lighter and easier. Yes, I'm not saying that there's not hard times. Like I think about one, there's been so many times in my life where I've experienced the power of truth. And it seems like it was in one of the most painful moments, and people would go, oh, you know, you would want to shove that truth down. And yet immediately there's that relief, like you said, and in that truth. And I think about the time, when I was, getting out of my toxic marriage. And I finally came to the truth of, like I said, what would love do? I'm like, well, love would leave. Mm-hmm. And I felt immediate relief. Now, people might say, hearing that, well, yeah, but that's hard and that's painful. That's, you know, truth isn't hard and painful. The truth of that moment was light and free.
Right, right. What you had been living in, it sounds like, was the hard and the painful.
Yes,
part.
Exactly. But the mind can say, well, no, stay there.
Right, right.
You know, because, yeah, it's crazy, you know, like I just think of all the times, and I've even seen people, you can see the light go on in their eyes. Like, it's like, oh, wow, there it is. It's like that light bulb moment of there's my truth. And if you start living your life from that space, like just imagine the difference. All the suffering and struggle we put ourselves through denying our truth.
Exactly. Oh, I so agree with you, because it is so true. You're so much lighter. You just, and to me, when you feel that way, that's when you're able to help others. When you're in that space where you're just going along and going, okay, I can do this. I got to get this done. I can do this no matter what. You're not showing up for others, in my thoughts, the way that they are needing you. They are only seeing you as someone that's going and trying to make it work. And once you come into your heart space, your cup overflows, and you're there for others to help them to go into their heart space.
Absolutely. You know, and I just think too, some of the ways that I, in my own life, and I've watched my clients deny their truth is just denying your feelings and your needs. Mm-hmm. And I know in particular women, I'm not just going to say it's a woman's disease, but it is in particular with women, you know, like how hard is it to say, I need.
Yeah, exactly.
I need this, you know, I need to move to this direction. I need to do this, you know, whatever it is, I think where I've seen people hold themselves back so much is because they feel like their truth is going to hurt somebody else. And yet it's denying your truth that is hurting, mm-hmm. hurting you and the relationship.
Oh, that is so true. And mm-hmm. it's so much what my horses have said in my readings. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it is so unbelievable to me how the horses are so magical, I should say.
Yes.
How the horses know what's going on inside of you.
They absolutely. They totally
know. And they've said, you cannot be there for others when you are not letting your own light and truth come out.
Isn't that amazing?
It is just, they are just amazing. I mean, they probably brought me more into my truth and made me start to realize what the truth was and feeling that truth and knowing mm-hmm. that your angels and your spirits are there to help you too. And yeah, sometimes people say, oh yeah, that's fairyland. Some people might call it.
I'd rather live there than reality, I think.
I would too, because they're my guides, my angels and spirits.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting how many lessons we can learn from a being that doesn't talk, right? But yes. they speak so much wisdom from their hearts and from their souls. I just, you know, the idea of denying has come up to me lately, you know, and I think denying is part of lying to ourselves. And what I've realized over probably the last few months is that we need to be real in order to heal. And that is part of the truth too. You know, I've had clients come out and they're like, they'll say that they're there for one reason. And yet when they get to the truth, you know, like I'm just thinking of a 17-year-old that came out and she said she was coming out because she was struggling with school, but the real truth was she was starving her body. You know, once she was able to come to that, that was what was really going on in her life, then she was able to make the change and shift it. And we can get so caught up in trying to go to the surface level and deny mm-hmm. what's really happening to us. And yet until we get to the truth of it, whether the truth is I'm angry, there's such power in that. I'm angry. Well, what are you angry about? Because there's probably, you know, I need to change something in your life, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that's part of the power of truth is that you get to heal and move forward in your life. And like you said, you're not being selfish by doing that. It's the complete opposite. You have this beingness and this light that you're able to share with the world because of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how true that is. It mm-hmm. you, and sometimes I feel the universe, your angels protect you, but the universe gives you a wake-up call sometimes. I hurt my shoulder here a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, okay, there's a meaning behind this.
Yes.
And there was. Yeah. I needed to slow down and take some time for myself. Yeah. And I kept pushing. I kept in my head, oh, it's okay. I'll keep going. And finally, it was like, no, you're going to shut down. You're going to take some time for yourself to heal.
Absolutely.
And, oh, my goodness. I felt so much better when I did that. Mm-hmm. So to me, nothing is a coincidence. There's always kind of a lesson to learn through our challenges.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing when you stop and look at it, how much you can learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
And just taking that time. And yeah, as a woman, I have a hard time taking time for myself.
I'm sure many people listening right now can resonate with that, to take the time for yourself. Because mm-hmm. I think, again, it goes back to that idea of selfishness and that we're going to be selfish if we take time for ourselves. And yet the complete opposite is true. You know, I don't know if you listen to Abraham Hicks at all.
I've heard about him, but I haven't.
Oh, okay. So fun. Anyways, one of the rants that I listen, so Abraham is a group of, you know, guides you'll have to look it up on YouTube. It's amazing. And the idea of selfishness comes up a lot in that. And it's like, okay, so it's selfish to do what you're here to do for your life and take care of you. Yet the people who are calling you selfish, they're wanting you to do what they want you to do for them. So Right. What really is selfish? I think we need to there's a truth fact right there. Hello, that's not selfish to take care of yourself. It's actually selfish as others for them to think you're supposed to sacrifice yourself for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So taking that time for what you needed, mm-hmm. I'm sure just filled you up, like you said, and you were able to come from a more cup full place, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's just amazing. And for me, being with my animals and getting out in nature, that's how I take time for myself.
Yes.
And I love to be outside grounding out. And it's like, oh my goodness. Okay. Now I'm re-energized. I'm ready to go. My heart's full. I'm ready to give.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, that is a truth that most people can really resonate with as well. And I mean, that's how you know you're in your truth. It might not be the truth of somebody else, but it resonates, right?
Right.
When you said nature, animals, I'm like, yes, somebody else, that might not be their truth, right? And so we all have this ability to start honoring and trusting and knowing our own truth and knowing that it doesn't have to be the truth of anybody else. Mm-hmm. It's just what is required for us and our being and what we signed up in this lifetime to experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There is no one path to it, because each one finds their truth in their own way, or finds mm-hmm. their way to go to their heart space. Some people mm-hmm. like to sit down with a book, or mm-hmm. some people like to sit down and do things with their hands, and that's how they relax and can re-energize themselves. So everyone has a different way. Everyone is unique, and everyone mm-hmm. is given a very special, special gift.
Absolutely.
And when you come to your truth, you will let that special gift shine.
I agree. I guess one final idea I wanted to share about truth is that despite how hard it feels in your head, right?
You're right.
That truth will feel light. And when it's not truth, it will feel heavy. If you really start paying attention to your body, there's a lightness with truth and there's a heaviness with what's not true. And it's just so important for us to start experiencing more lightness in our life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is so very true. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. You almost feel like you're walking on air when you're mm-hmm. in your truth, because you
absolutely
light and you're happy and you're smiling, and it's just amazing as you experience it when you're in your truth. And when you're in that head mind and in that fear and all of that, it starts to weigh you down, and you feel like you're almost overloaded with everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a good reminder for people. If you're starting to feel really heavy in life, mm-hmm. it's probably because you're not living in your truth, you yeah. know?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, no, it's so amazing. I have become aware lately that I think one of the highest vibration people want to, you know, who are paying attention to vibration. Of course, horses vibrate very high, and that's why people mm-hmm. love being around them, because it feels so good to be yes. in that high vibration, is that I think honesty and truth is the highest vibration we can come from.
Oh, I do too, because what are the horses? They're total mm-hmm. honesty and truth. They never lie. They are just there, and they're so mm-hmm. honest and so mm-hmm. truthful to you all the yeah. time. And yeah. when you said feeling good, being around them, their energy, I can just lay my head on them and I'm just like, oh, I'm going to another world.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you don't have a horse, go experience one with somebody else.
Exactly.
And then if not, find out what brings you to that place of feeling light and bright and able to connect with your truth. Like you said, whether it's on a meditation couch or walking in nature or whatever it is, find that space where you can really tune into your heart and find it.
Yes.
Because, oh man, there's nothing like it. Like you said, Joyce, there's just nothing like it.
There isn't. You can't. It's magical. That is how I'm going to say it, because it's too hard to put into words the magic that you feel filled with when you come into your heart space and to your mm-hmm. truthfulness of who you really are. And it's not as hard as it sounds. And the people that don't understand you, they weren't meant to be. They weren't meant to understand when you're in your truth, is Absolutely. How I feel.
Yeah, I think the only one that's really meant to understand your truth is you.
Yes.
And that's where building a relationship with it is so important, because we, as humans, in particular as women, try to explain ourselves or try to fit into what everybody else is going to understand, mm-hmm. Versus trying to come from that place of greater understanding for self.
Yes.
And what is true for us, you know, because it may not be the way somebody else feels or what somebody else desires in their life, but it is for you, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Oh, Chantel, this has just been incredible. You have just shared so many golden nuggets with our listeners today. It's just, and I knew this would go so quickly, because it always does.
It does. We could do this all day, couldn't we, Joyce?
I know we could. We could just go from one thing to the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just love it. Well, I must ask, with that, we could talk and talk and talk, and I'd love to have you back to share more on robust lifestyles of all your knowledge and wisdom that you have inside of you.
Well, I would love that. And I think, you know, it helps us to share our wisdom, because you share so much along the journey too, Joyce. So I would absolutely love to come back and connect with you.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I love connecting with you, because it's just so much fun. It just flows like your horse. Yeah. It just flows.
Yeah, it just flows. Get into the flow of life, right?
That's exactly right. And before we do close, though, would you please share with our listeners how they can best connect with you?
Absolutely. So my company's name is equinereflection.com. So equine as in horse, and then reflection, no S, .com. You can check out my website there, Chantel, Chantel, at equinereflection.com is my email. Yeah, reach out, connect with me. I'd love to hear from you. I also, you know, I do some Akashic records. We talked about that last time, Joyce,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
We have to connect and do that.
Yes,
that's
we do.
Another way to find the truth.
That's right.
Yeah. So just reach out. I'd love to hear from you.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much, Chantel. And with that, I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to this amazing show with our incredible diva, Chantel White. Please share this show with all your family and friends. Be sure to check out all the other hosts and their shows on divasatcare.com. And remember some of the golden nuggets that Chantel shared with us today. Truth is in the present moment. And it's just like what my horse said, power is in the present moment. Live in that moment. Wisdom and knowledge come from the heart. And if you're feeling heavy in life, you're probably not living in your truth. Go to your heart and find that truth. And with that, I want to wish everyone a very magical day. Remember, be kind to all humans and animals. Give your animals a great big extra hug and share all your love with them, as they so deserve it. Until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.